I'd like very much to welcome Reverend Socrates from West Papua, who has very kindly, during his extensive tour of Aotearoa New Zealand, agreed to spend a little time talking with us about West Papua, because so few visitors are permitted now to enter West Papua. I would be very happy if you could tell us something about life there, the West Papuan society, the land, the values, the cultural values, so that we can have an idea of the environment from which you come.
Okay, thank you very much for this important opportunity I have to share or tell with you about West Papua life and the land, the cultural values, and how the West Papuan understand about the land. Thank you very much and good morning for this opportunity.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Ethnically, culturally, or geographically, the West Papuan people is not part of Indonesia, but part of Melanesian and the Pacific Island. And they are not the foreigners, but they are as natural or indigenous, the native to Papuans. Yeah. And then our ancestors, our grandfathers and grandfathers, their understanding about the land is the land is part of their life, or the land is their mother. Why they understand or recognize the land is their own mother, because the land gave them life, they get inspiration. Life is give them food. If they hungry, they never go to the shopping center to get food. But our grandfather and grandmother or ancestors, they went to the forest. Yeah, they went to the valley, they went to the rivers. They get the food, fruits, the fish. Yeah, if they want to drink, so they go to the mountains. They get the some clean water. Yeah, and then they very respect or very respect, yes, their own land.
Yes, I understand. It's something we were talking about before was when the trees were cut, you were telling me when trees were cut for the purposes of growing crops, that there were always discussions.
Absolutely,
about this.
Absolutely. Our peoples, they live in democratically. Democratically, yes, I want to tell you here also, we have 150 tribes and 150 languages, but we always harmony in our life, and we have democracy, democracy values. Before we cut down the forest for the garden, the people coming together, we discuss how we cut a forest, because the forest is part of our life. What the functions? We have to see that what the function. We need the food, and we have to cut a forest, cut down a forest, and we make garden to plant in the sweet potatoes and vegetables for the food,
And when you say everything was discussed democratically, did women take part as well?
Yes, absolutely. Women is a part of the Pacific people life, Melanesian yes. life. Then, yes, sometimes we confuse, the Papuans confuse. The people say that in make decisions as Papuan peoples, they never involve the women. No, the women is part of our life and then involved in our decision. The people, the men also hears what a woman say, what a woman idea, and what the woman perspective. Yeah.
And the children, were there places of education for the young people?
Absolutely. We have our ancestors and our grandfather, grandmothers have education system, unwritten, is oral. But they're telling us about values of life, values of human being, about the gods, about the lands, about the mountains, about the rivers, about the democracy, about the health, about the how to economically. They always teach us the very effective and very well.
And so in this world came, or into this world came colonizers.
Yes.
Into the traditional world of West Papua. First were the missionaries.
Yes, you are absolutely correct.
And then you said the Dutch.
Yes, this second people came.
The second people came. How did life change?
Okay, thank you very much. This is a very excellent question, yes. And I already mentioned before the preface that we have cultural values.
Yes.
We are understanding about the good values, democracy, human being, human life, that about the, who is God? Who is God really? Our ancestors, our parents, they know. And that missionaries coming, they brought the good news, gospels, many, many years ago. It's similar in our values, in our ancestor, our grandfather, our parents, and they welcome the missionaries coming. And then also the missionaries, they respect the local people, indigenous people, because their mission is to reach unreached people by gospel. That is clear. And they sit together, eating together, speak together, share together. And they very, very respect the West Papua dignity, West Papua rights, West Papua land, the West Papuans culturals. They very respect. They cannot damage them. Yeah.
But then something radical happened in West Papua when the Dutch withdrew or gave up their colony.
Oh, thank you.
And then West Papua was annexed by or incorporated into Indonesia. Can you tell us?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And then second period, the Dutch coming in West Papua after missionaries. Their positions and their presence in West Papua is clear. They also empowering and educated the West Papuans, skill them how to operate the machine, how to become the driver cars, how to become the good doctors, good teachers. The Indonesians say the Dutch is colonialist, but West Papuan perspective, they are not colonialism. They are good educated, a good committed and committed and dedicated the people. West Papua and at the Dutch time or period or the time occasion in West Papua, they never shot West Papuan, they never killed West Papuan, they never tortured the Papuan, raped the Papuans. This is the history. They are, yes, see the respect, they respect human dignity, human rights, and they also protect the cultural values, and they protect the mountains, they protect the forest, protect the waters, clean waters. I think the president is very helpful for the Papuans. This is the story note that, the story tell us about that.
So, why did the Dutch leave?
Yes, this is in the historical dimension, political dimension.
Yes.
Yeah. When Indonesian granted the independence 7 August 1945, and then West, then the Dutch recognized Indonesian independence in 1949, but the Dutch not recognize West Papua, including part of Indonesian territory. Why? The Dutch understand very well about West Papua ethnically, geographically, culturally and religious, very different, not part of Indonesian people like Javanese. They are Melanesian people and Pacific people. They understand about that. And then and the Dutch, they prepare there for the West Papuans' future independence. They always already choose the democratically, their parliamentarian, the first. Then, and then the story noted that 1st of December, 1961 was rising West Papua national flags.
Yes.
The
Morning Star.
The Morning Star.
Yeah.
This is the story. This is the evidence. But Indonesian, they not agree, and they claim that West Papua is part of Indonesian territory. Is that where the territory colonialized by the Dutch is part of Indonesia. Yes, including West Papua. This become dispute between Indonesian and the Dutch. A political escalation is increasing, and this is to solve this problem. USA involved. USA.
USA was involved. Yes.
Yes, United States of yes. America. They involved to solve. And before, USA and the president of USA is JF Kennedy, and the Australian government, also New Zealand, they support the Dutch position, and West Papua have to grant the independence and our own land. But after the strongly dispute is becoming increasing, political escalation and dispute between the Dutch government and the Indonesia, the USA play the role to solve West Papua problem.
And supported Indonesia?
Yeah, they support Indonesia and then the USA facilitate and negotiate. And it's the ambassadors, USA ambassadors in United States, United Nations.
Nations, yeah.
Is, I forget his name, but they, what is Duffing, New York Agreement, 15 August 1962. This agreement made between Indonesia and the Dutch, yeah, facilitated by USA. Eswald Banker is leading Eswald Banker. His name is Eswald Banker. And then they signed an agreement without involving West Papuan people in this agreement. This is the first international community, especially Indonesia, USA, and the Dutch, denial the West Papuan fundamental rights.
Indonesia then sent troops to West Papua. Did that happen quite soon?
Yes. That is after they signed this agreement, 15 August of 1962. West Papua, the Dutch is withdrawal, and then is coming in United Nations troops in West Papua, but only 6 months or like that. And then they give the transfer this administration to Indonesia is 1st May 1963. At the time, Indonesia sent more troops in West Papua, control West Papua directly, and they also implemented Indonesian regulations and Indonesian law in West Papua before take Act of Free Choice of 1969.
And was there any representation by West Papua in the Indonesian government?
At the time?
Yes.
No.
So now, these 40 years have passed. How has life changed? And what is the effect of the Indonesian presence?
Thank you very much. This is very big questions. Yeah? This is big questions because in West Papua is increasing more suffering under Indonesian authority. Yeah?
Why?
Because we see that the in West Papua, percent of the Indonesian armed force, continually the prison, the torture, and kill the Papuans.
Why are they imprisoning, torturing West Papuans? I mean, what is the Indonesian intention?
Yeah, this is problem because Indonesian, they always claim the West Papua part of Indonesian territorial. And then when the West Papua, democratically, they struggling to justice and peace on their own lands, but Indonesian troops, Indonesian government always blame or excuse that West Papua is part of the separatist part of the West Papua movement organization. The people are arrested and jailed them, and it continually happening in West Papua. And it's very.
Why is West Papua so important to Indonesia?
Because the natural resources interest, economic interest, and political interest. Because West Papua is the land how the Indonesian bring people, poorest people in Java, and bring in West Papua in transmigration program.
So they're bringing people from Java into West Papua.
Yes, take over the land.
Because Java is overpopulated.
Yeah.
And they take over the land.
Absolutely, take over the land. And then, transmigration, the migrants, migrant people, are protected by Indonesian military and police. Not they protect the Papuans. They protect natural resources, the lands, and protect their own people. Not they protect the indigenous Yeah, honor
traditional people of the land.
Of course,
I understand. Yeah. So, what are the other resources that are of value to Indonesia apart from providing land for their extra population? What else is valuable?
Yeah, the West Papua is very rich country. Yeah, mm-hmm. Rich country, beautiful country also, and then we have natural resources. Like mining, copper, gold, and minerals, and then fish, and logging. As we have very rich country, and because they interest about our rich, not the Papuans.
So the mining and the logging is done by other companies from other nations?
Yeah. Yeah, everything is like the Chinese, China companies, Japan, as others. This logging include especially in the logging. Yes, loggings.
Yes.
Yeah, because they as a protected by Indonesian troops, Indonesian military involved directly in this business, this problem for us.
So the Indonesian troops protect the multinational companies?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I understand.
Absolutely. Because military police, Indonesians, presence in West Papua, their first purpose is to protect multinational companies like Freeport, Rio Tinto, and British Petroleum, BP, as well as other companies. And the second is to protect the West Papuan land and natural resource. And also, to protect the transmigrants or the people come from outside.
Yes, I understand. So is there a protest movement of West Papuans? And are they looking for independence or some kind of peaceful resolution? What?
Thank you. This is a big question, yes. And it's about the movement for independence. These big questions. These questions should be asked to international community, and then use international mechanism and ask directly to West Papuans what they want.
And what do West Papuans want? I mean, what is your vision for an ideal future for your country?
We need the I'm church leaders. We need the not sure West Papuan future under Indonesian authority, because dominated by migrants, not Papuans. The Papuans become marginalized on their own lands. Not sure.
So this is so there are fewer now West Papuans than there are Indonesians.
Yes. Mm. And this the good way for the West Papuan future is how the international community facilitate to genuine negotiate or peacefully dialogue to solve West Papua problem. Yeah, like Achenes.
Mm-hmm.
Achenes, they got a good opportunity from international community. The international community bring Indonesian and Achenes sit together.
Aceh.
This is because Aceh province also grants special autonomy law, the same West Papua. Yeah. But why the Achenes, they got the more opportunity to talk, speak, round the table with Indonesia, facilitated by international community, and Achenes, they get the more space, more rooms to their own governments, their own regulation, own law.
So they have a higher degree of autonomy than West Papuans.
Then West Papuan is in a special autonomy law is the We know that political negotiation between the Indonesian government and the Papuans people, special autonomy was legitimated by Indonesian law, and special autonomy was recognized and supported by international community. But special autonomy doesn't work. It's useless. This make not the solution, but there is the new problems. Why? In special autonomy period, division of West Papua into new provinces such as West Irian Jaya, because West Papua not needs the more provinces, only one province, because the population in West Papua is 1,200,000, and then increasing the numbers of troops in West Papua, and they rapidly establish the military post in West Papua, increasing the numbers of migrants in West Papua. A lot of Papuan are still in the prison. No improvement in education, health, and economic well-being. Human rights abuses and violence still continue in West Papua. This problem for us. What does it mean in special autonomy?
I understand. So special autonomy doesn't mean anything. So what can we do, people here in the Pacific, to assist West Papua with a way of forming a peaceful resolution for what is obviously an escalating violent situation? What can we do? What would you like to do?
Thank you very much. This is very, very good questions. And then first thing is, international community facilitate on become negotiator to solve West Papua problems. Mm-hmm. Use the international mechanism and West Papua and then Indonesian sit together to deal another way to solve West Papua problem. This first, and the second thing is, we hope the New Zealand government they assist to grant the West Papuans in the observer status in Pacific Island Forum.
In the South Pacific Forum,
third is how to the international community to help education, health, and economically in West Papua, and capacity building, empowering the Papuans for the scholarship funds is important for
us. Do you see it possible, if there is a peaceful resolution and West Papuans find a way to govern themselves, do you think that it's possible to make the culture and the languages and the traditional values strong again?
I think that is okay. Because why? Because West Papua problems, international problems. Because West Papua taken over the Indonesia's international community involved. And now is the time international community, involved to solve West Papua problem to our future, West Papua future. I haven't own idea, but the peoples want to live the peace and justice they own land. They want to keep their natural resources, the identity, the culturals, their own lands.
Now that is perfectly reasonable and understandable. I cannot believe that for 40 years there has been so much suffering. And I have been so privileged to talk with you today and learn more about West Papua and the values of your people. And I urge all, not just the New Zealand community, all people, the international community, to support your calls for a peaceful resolution of the conflict. And personally, I would love to see the Morning Star flag fly again.
Thank you very much, and God bless you
for
this opportunity.
Thank you very much.